Matt Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday, August the 6th, 2021, 18 minutes past the hour. I do want to remind everybody again, the parking lot sale to benefit Emmanuel Child Care and Preschool taking place tomorrow, Saturday, August 7th, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. over at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church parking lot, 241 South Prospect Street, right here in Marion. Now, let me tell you what I did during the break. And by the way, Judy C. won in the last hour. Judy, call in. Do you want the Zumbezi Bay tickets, the Wilds tickets, the Columbus Zoo tickets, or do you want a copy of the book Three Pies Hot? Give me a call here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944, and we're going to do this again this hour, so get ready for that. Go ahead, caller.
This is Judy C., and I will come in and take the zoo tickets.
The zoo tickets. All right, Judy. We'll be here till 1 today, or you can come in Monday. Do you know when you might be in?
Monday would be better.
Yeah, come in on Monday. Between 4 and 5 on Monday, we'll have some people here, and I will have your zoo tickets laid over to the side.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Judy. All right, Judy's going to come in Monday and get her zoo tickets. I got to get those laid out here, or I will forget, let me tell you. But here's what I did during the break before we get the competition started this hour. I was digging pens, P-E-N-S, out of the printer. The printer here, ever since we moved locations, well, when we first moved here, we didn't have the printer hooked up. And then about a month in, I hooked the printer up when we got the table over here, the desk, to set it on in the office area. Well, the printer used to work at the old office, and all of a sudden it would not work here. I was hooked up a while. I didn't try it here till after a while. Well, this morning I went over and tried to figure out why this printer is not working. Because it would come on, it would act like it was going to print, and then it wouldn't do anything. Well, do you want to know why the printer wouldn't print? Somebody had shoved pens down inside the printer. Now, I don't know who that was, but two pens and a piece of a plastic bag were jammed down in the printer, where the paper goes. And they had rolled up under the roller, and there you go. So that's what I was doing, digging pens out of the printer, which is not a fun job. But good news, the printer's working again. So there you are. We need black ink, but the printer is working again. Okay, Judy C., your zoo tickets are off to the side. Okay, let's get back. New hour, new competition here on WWGH Radio. Well, we're still in the last category, I think. Still two answers left. Okay. If there were a store that only sold husbands, what would people try to buy one with? We've got a job, personality, sense of humor, heart, character, bank account, good body, head of hair. There are still two answers left. Does anybody know what they are? 740-383-9944. If there was a store that only sold husbands, most people would try to buy one with what? 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Does anybody know what those two remaining things are? Now, one is a characteristic. It's something that people have or don't have, for lack of a better term. And then the other is something kind of funny. It's a funny answer. If you went to the store, you would want to buy something with a what. So if you went to a store that sold husbands, you'd want to buy one with what? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know the answers? 22 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio time. Give me a buzz. We don't have anybody in the competition so far this hour. The 10 a.m. hour here at WWGH Radio. Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker coming up next hour, and Exchange Club at 12 noon today. All right, go ahead, caller.
How about sympathy?
Sympathy. No sympathy.
All right.
No sympathy on the list. If you went to a store that only sold husbands, what would you want to try to buy one with? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Still two answers left here. If you went to a store that only sold husbands, what would you try to buy one with? All righty, here we go. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say temperament.
Temperament not on the list.
Okay.
No temperament on the list today. Now remember, Zumbezi Bay tickets, tickets to the wilds, tickets to the Columbus Zoo, or a copy of the book Three Pies Hot will be your prize. You can pick your prize at the end of this hour. We'll do the drawing right before 11 a.m. this morning. 740-383-9944. If you were going to a store that only sold husbands, most people would try to buy one with what? Go ahead, caller.
How about one that can act like a little kid?
No little kid on this one.
All right.
No sense of youth and acting like a little kid. If you were going to a store that only sold husbands, most people would try to buy one with what? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Who's gonna swoop in with the answers this morning? Two answers left to go here. As I say, one is a trait you would probably want in a husband, and then the other is kind of a funny thing, that if you went to a store, you would probably try to buy something with one of these. 740-383-9944. Does anybody know? 25 minutes past the hour here. WWGH Radio Time. Any answers? 740-383-9944. Okay, here comes another answer down the pike. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say somebody smart.
Brain, you have got
yes.
It. Somebody smart. That is on the list. Got you in, Judy.
Okay, thanks.
Judy S. is in now. Judy Summers gets in. Yes, you want a husband with a brain. So now we're down to one answer in this category. What would you want to buy a husband with? All right, go ahead, caller.
How about height?
Height, not on the list. Good guess, though.
Okie doke.
Now, the last one is kind of the funny answer. Now, think about it. If you went to a store that only sold husbands, most people would want to buy one with what? It's a funny answer. It has to do with the idea of going to a store to buy a husband. What would you want to buy a husband with? There's only one answer left here. If you went to a store, and let's say you bought a regular item, what would you want with that item? That's kind of the funny answer here when it comes to a husband. 740-383-9944. If there were a store that only sold husbands, most people would want to buy one with what? 740-383-9944. All right, go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say money, but not that he has money. But did you have money to buy? You know what I mean?
Right. Not money, but a good guess.
Okay.
Not money. If you went to a store that only sold husbands, what you'd want to buy one with what? All right. Go ahead, caller.
A money-back guarantee.
Yeah, a guarantee, a warranty. That's it. You got it, Trish. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, Trish got it there. If you went to a store that only sold husbands, you'd want to buy one with what? A job, a personality, sense of humor, warranty, guarantee, heart, character, bank account, good body, head of hair, and brain. Those were the answers. Go ahead, caller. Nope, we lost that caller. Okay, on to the next category. Here we go. This category has 6 answers. Name a professional sport where the players make a lot of money. Name a professional sport where the players make a lot of money. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We've got Judy S. and Trish in the competition so far this morning. Name a professional sport where the players make a lot of money. 740-383-9944. These might be easy here this morning. Go ahead, caller.
Football.
Football's the number one answer. You got it, Judy. Thank you. Judy S. gets in again with football, the number one answer on the list today. All right, let's go back to the phones here. Go ahead, caller.
How about basketball?
Basketball's number two. We got you, Bob.
Yep.
Bob's in at number two with basketball. Name a professional sport where players make a lot of money. All right. Basketball is actually number three. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, basketball.
Bob just said basketball.
Oh, he did. Yep, well, then baseball.
Baseball. Baseball's number two. You got it. Judy, you're in.
Okay, you're about to call late.
We're on a 30-second delay, yeah.
Okay, that's why I didn't hear him. Okay.
No problem. Yes, so the first three are football, baseball, and basketball. So now we've got three more. 740-383-9944, 29 coming up on 30 minutes past the hour here. Name a professional sport where the players make a lot of money. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say hockey.
Hockey. Hockey is not on the list. Hockey not on the list today. Football, baseball, basketball are there. What are the other three where you can make a lot of money in the sports world? All right, go ahead, caller.
Tennis.
Tennis. Tennis is number five on the list. You got it, Bob. Bob's in again with tennis. You can make a lot of money with the old tennis racket. All right, a sport where you can make a lot of money. Still two left here. Go ahead, caller.
NASCAR.
No NASCAR on the list. No NASCAR on the list here. Name a sport where you can make a lot of money. 30 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. All right, two left. What are they? Go ahead, caller.
Internationally, it could be soccer.
Soccer is number four on the list. You got it.
All right, thanks.
All right, Mary?
Yeah, Mary Kay.
All right, we got her. Bye-bye.
Thanks, bye.
All right, Mary in the drawing with soccer at number four, so there's only one left. Name a sport where you can make a lot of money. Football, baseball, basketball, soccer, and tennis have all been taken. What is the final sport where you can make a lot of money? Go ahead, caller.
How about golf?
No golf on the list, oddly enough.
Okay.
No golf on the list today. Name a sport where you can make a lot of money. 740-383-9944. Who's got it here? Go ahead, caller.
How about golf?
No golf on the list, oddly enough.
I'm ready.
No golf on the list today. Golf is not one of the answers. Name a sport where you can make a lot of money. 740-383-9944. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Okay, we'll say horse racing.
No horse racing.
Okay.
No horse racing on the list today. A sport where you can make a lot of money. All right, next caller here. Go ahead, caller.
Bowling.
No bowling on the list. No bowling on the list today. A sport where you can make a lot of money. Football, baseball, basketball, soccer, and tennis have already been taken. What is the one sport left on the list where you can make a lot of money? All right, here we go. Go ahead, caller.
How about swimming?
Not swimming. Swimming does not make the list. A sport where you can make a lot of money. What would that final sport be? The first five were pretty easy. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Is poker a sport?
I don't know, but poker's not on the list.
Okay.
No poker on the list today. A sport where you can make a lot of money. 33 minutes past the hour here. All right. Go ahead, caller.
I'll say wrestling.
Not wrestling.
Okay.
Wrestling not on the list today. A sport where you can make a lot of money. What would it be? Okie dokie. Go ahead, caller.
Weightlifting?
Not weightlifting. Weightlifting does not make the charts today. A sport where you can make a lot of money. What would that be? 740-383-9944. What are we missing here? Okay, go ahead, caller.
Volleyball.
No volleyball on the list. Volleyball does not show up on the list today. A sport where you can make a lot of money. All right. Go ahead, caller.
How about racing cars?
No car racing.
Nope.
No car racing today. A sport where you can make a lot of money. What would it be? We've got football, baseball, basketball, soccer, tennis. What's the last one? Go ahead, caller.
Boxing.
Not boxing. That's a good one, though. Not boxing. Boxing does not make the list. A sport in which you can make a lot of money. What would that be? A sport where you can make a lot of money. 35 minutes past the hour here. Go ahead, caller.
Bicycling?
Not bicycling. Bicycling does not show up on the list today. A sport where you can make a lot of money. What are we missing here? Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say there's bicycle races when they have those.
No bicycling.
Okay.
Bicycling does not make the list today. A sport where you can make a lot of money. What would that be? One left here. Football, baseball, basketball, soccer, and tennis are all on the list. And one more. Go ahead, caller.
How about ice skating?
No ice skating. No ice skating on the list today. A sport where you can make a lot of money. Alrighty. Go ahead, caller.
Let's say bowling.
Not bowling. Bowling does not show up on the list. A sport where you can make a lot of money. What would it be? So far, we've got Judy S. in twice. We've got Trish in, Bob in. Well, Judy S. in three times. Trish in, Bob in twice, and Mary. All right, go ahead, caller.
I think they have those boat races.
Not the boat races.
Okay.
The boat races do not show up on the list today. A sport in which you can make a lot of money. What would that be? Coming up on 37 minutes past the hour here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944, a sport in which you can make a lot of money. What is the one that we are missing? We've got football, baseball, basketball, soccer, tennis. What's the final answer here? Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. You could win a pair of tickets to the zoo, Zumbezi Bay, the wilds, a Three Pies Hot book. Go ahead, caller.
Cricket?
Not cricket. Cricket, not on the list today. A sport in which you can make a lot of money. 37 and a half minutes past the hour. A sport where you can make a lot of money. Go ahead, caller.
Let's say chess.
No chess on the list. Chess does not make the list. A sport where you can make a lot of money. What would that be? Does anybody know? 38 minutes past the hour here, looking for a sport where you can make a lot of money. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Could win a pair of tickets to the Columbus Zoo, Zumbezi Bay, the Wilds, or a Three Pies Hot Book when we draw at 11 o'clock this morning here on WWGH Radio. All right, go ahead, caller.
Darts.
Darts. That is the one. You've got it. What's your name?
Janet.
All right, Janet. We've got you in. Thank you. Janet got it. It was darts. We had football, baseball, basketball, soccer, tennis, and darts. Okay, on to the next category. Okay, the next category has eight answers. Next category has eight answers. Name something you do if the person sitting next to you on the airplane had B.O. How about that? What would you do if the person sitting next to you on the plane had B.O.? Woo! What a problem. 740-383-9944. What would you do if the person sitting next to you on the plane had B.O.? What would you do in that particular situation? 740-383-9944. This becomes a problem with a lot of people. We've got eight answers here. Eight big answers in this category. All righty, go ahead, caller.
I don't know. Probably cover your mouth with and nose with your hand. I don't know, with something.
Yep,
cover your nose.
Cover your nose and cover your mouth. We got you in, Judy. That's number two. Thank you. Yep, we got it. Hi, can I help you?
I'm picking tickets for Lee Dominique.
Oh, yes. Lee gets the zoo tickets. There you go. Thank you for coming in.
I had to bring my sidekick with
me. Oh, no problem. Good to meet you. Oh, there you go. Have fun.
You too.
Thank you. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Ask for a different seat.
Ask for a different seat. Yes, change seats is the number one answer. So we got you down here, Trish. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, Trish got change seats here. Okay. If you're sitting next to a person on a plane that has B.O., what would you do? Okay, go ahead, caller.
I'll say move to another seat. I don't know if you can on a plane, but...
Well, we did, caller before that got that one.
Okay.
Okay. Yes, we got the change seats. So we've got change seats and cover your nose and your mouth. If the person sitting next to you on the plane had B.O., what would you do? Go ahead, caller.
I would tell them they had B.O.
Tell them they had B.O. Okay, that's number six on the list. Absolutely. We got you, Bob. Thank you. Bob gets in again. Yes, you turn to them and you tell them they have B.O. If you're sitting next to a person on a plane that has bad B.O., what would you do? Go ahead, caller.
How about you just deal with it?
Deal with it.
Not anything you can do.
Yeah, endure it. That's here. Number four on the list. We got you, Mary.
Okey-doke.
Okay. Mary gets in by enduring the B.O. on the plane. Name something you do if the person sitting next to you had bad B.O. That's what we're looking for here. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say spray something, like perfume on yourself or whatever. Spray.
Yep, spray perfume is number five on the list. You got it.
Okay.
Spraying perfume is number five on the list. Name something you would do if the person sitting next to you on the plane had bad B.O. Go ahead, caller.
Barf.
That's not on the list, but a good guess. Not on the list today. If the person sitting next to you on the plane had bad B.O., what would you do? 740-383-9944. Still three answers left on the list. We've got change seats, cover your nose, endure it, spray perfume, tell them. Still three more answers. If you were on a plane sitting next to somebody who had bad BO, what would you do? Go ahead, caller.
Take a nap.
Take a nap. Sleep. You got it. What's your name?
Put Mary in again.
Put Mary in again. Okay, got Mary in. Thank you. Mary goes in again. Absolutely. You sleep. If you're sitting next to a person on a plane who has bad BO, what would you do? Two answers left here on the big list. All right, go ahead, caller.
I've never flown, so I'm going to say maybe take your pillow, if you have it, or your blanket, and try to put it close to your face so you didn't smell it so much.
Well, you know, turn your head is on here, so, you know, I'll give that. So, yeah, we'll put you in on that one again.
Okay,
thank you, Judy. Yep, turn your head is on the list. So one answer left here. If you're sitting next to a person on an airplane who has bad BO, what is something that you would do? We've got change seats, cover your nose, turn your head, endure it, spray perfume, tell them, go to sleep. One answer left. What would you do if you were on a plane sitting next to a person who had bad BO? We've got Judy S. in. We've got Trish. We've got Bob. We've got Mary. We've got Janet. Who else are we going to get? Go ahead, caller.
Here's a funny one. Don't breathe.
Don't breathe. What? By the time you got to where you're going, you may no longer have a pulse.
I know it. I thought maybe it would be a funny answer. Just hold your breath. Don't breathe.
Good guess.
Okay.
All right, what would you do if you're sitting on a plane next to a person who has bad BO? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What would you do? Who knows out there? One answer left in this particular category. Does anybody know what the answer is? 740-383-9944. If you're on a plane sitting next to a person who has bad BO, what would you do? 46 minutes past the hour on this getaway Friday here. Alrighty, go ahead, caller.
Okay, I'm going to say this. People wouldn't have it, but I'm going to say, like, Dick Sag, put it under your nose. You wouldn't smell it then.
You might not. No salve on the nose.
Okay.
No salve on the nose today. If you were sitting next to a person on a plane who had bad BO, what would you do? What would you do to avoid this particular problem? One answer left in this category. Go ahead, caller.
The other silly answer is good old go to the restroom and stay in there as long as you can.
Well, that is it. Go to the bathroom.
Oh, is it?
That was the answer. You got it.
Until somebody wants in, and then go back out and go back again. Okay.
Guess you got to do what you got to do. Thank you, Judy.
Goodbye.
Judy gets in again. Yes, name something you'd do if the person sitting next to you on the airplane had BO. Change seats, cover your nose, turn your head, endure it, spray perfume, tell them, sleep, or go to the bathroom. All right. Now, if you have any kids or grandkids, this would be a good category for you. We have 8 answers here. Okay, I bet we can do this category in the 13 minutes we have left. Name Marvel's Avengers. Name Marvel's Avengers. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name Marvel's Avengers. Who are Marvel's Avengers? Does anybody know? There are 8 of them. 740-383-9944. Marvel's Avengers. The people out there with kids and grandkids are going to know this one. Or maybe comic book and movie enthusiasts. Name Marvel's Avengers. 740-383-9944. Who are Marvel's Avengers? Does anybody know? Give me a buzz. Marvel's Avengers. 740-383-9944. All right, go ahead, caller.
Iron Man.
Iron Man, yes, number two on the list. You got it.
Okay.
Thank you. Iron Man is on the list at number two. Name Marvel's Avengers. Who are they? All eight of them. Go ahead, caller.
Hulk.
Hulk? Hulk. The Hulk. Yes, the Hulk is number four. Got it,
okay,
Sarah.
Okay, put Judy S in.
Judy S. All right, Judy S is in again.
Okay.
Judy S in again. The Hulk. All right, name Marvel's Avengers. Marvel's Avengers. Who are they? Go ahead, caller.
Captain America.
Captain America, number one answer. You got it, Judy.
Okay.
Judy S gets it again. Captain America. Name Marvel's Avengers. 740-383-9944. We've got Captain America, Iron Man, and the Hulk. Who are the other five? 740-383-9944. Five answers and 10 minutes left in the program today. Who are Marvel's Avengers? Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say Falcon.
Falcon. Let's see here. I do not see any Falcon.
Okay.
No Falcon on the list. Name Marvel's Avengers. Does anybody know who Marvel's Avengers are? Alrighty here. Maybe this person does. Go ahead, caller.
How about Hawkeye?
Hawkeye is number eight on the list. You got it. Hawkeye is number eight on the list. Name Marvel's Avengers. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say Thor.
Thor. Thor is number five on the list. You got it.
Okay.
Thor clocks in at number five on the list here. Name Marvel's Avengers. Does anybody else know who Marvel's Avengers are? 51 minutes past the hour here. We've still got three of them left. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Who are Marvel's Avengers? We've got Judy S. in multiple times, Trish, Bob, Mary, Janet. Who else are we going to get in here? Marvel's Avengers. All right, go ahead.
Let's try Black Widow.
Black Widow. Absolutely. She's on the list. Thank you. Black Widow shows up on the list. Now there's two left. Who are Marvel's Avengers? Marvel's Avengers. Does anybody else have a clue out there who Marvel's Avengers are? 52 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say Scarlet Witch.
No Scarlet Witch.
Okay.
No Scarlet Witch on the list. Who are Marvel's Avengers? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody have a clue who Marvel's Avengers are? 52 and a half minutes past the hour here. 740-383-9944. Marvel's Avengers. Still two left on the list here. Who are they? Alrighty, go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say Ant-Man.
No, Ant-Man. Or as he's known in proper English, Aunt-Man. 740-383-9944. Who are Marvel's Avengers? Still two left here. We got Captain America, Iron Man, the Hulk, Thor, Black Widow, and Hawkeye. There are still two answers left. Who are they? Marvel's Avengers. 53 minutes past the hour. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say Captain Marvel.
No Captain Marvel.
Okay.
No Captain Marvel on the list. We're looking for Marvel's Avengers. Is anybody else going to throw a guess in? 53 and a half minutes past the hour. Marvel's Avengers. 740-383-9944. Still two left on our list here today. Who are Marvel's Avengers? As we approach 54 minutes past the hour on this Getaway Friday. Go ahead, caller.
I think I'm going to say Quicksilver.
No Quicksilver. No Quicksilver on the list. Marvel's Avengers. Who are Marvel's Avengers? Now 54 minutes past the hour on this Getaway Friday. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Who are Marvel's Avengers? Two answers left on the list. We've got Captain America, Iron Man, the Hulk, Thor, Black Widow, Hawkeye. Go ahead, caller.
Spider-Man.
Who's that?
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, absolutely. Number 7 on the list. We got you, Bob. Spider-Man does clock in at number 7 on the list today. 55 minutes past the hour here. All right, one answer left. Who are we missing? Marvel's Avengers. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say, I don't know if Black Panther has been said.
No, that is the final answer. Black Panther.
You know how I got him?
How's that?
My son started looking at comic books at 2 years old, and he has thousands. I don't have a computer, but he's my computer.
He did the computing for you today.
Oh, he can tell you about anything about comics, yes.
Well, I'm glad we got you in a bunch of times there. Thank you, Judy.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye. All right, 55 and a half minutes past the hour here. Yeah, the Marvel Avengers, Captain America, Iron Man, Black Panther, the Hulk, Thor, Black Widow, Spider-Man, and Hawkeye. Those were the answers. All right, we're going to go on to the next category here very quick. Why not start another one? We've only got 4 minutes left here. All right. Maybe get somebody else entered here. In horror movies, name a place teenagers go where there's always a killer on the loose. Now listen to that one. That's a long setup. In a horror movie, name a place teenagers go where there's always a killer on the loose. You know what? We're actually going to hold that since we've only got 4 minutes left here. So let's do our drawing. You know what? We'll save that for next time. We've got the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker coming up here at 11:10 to 12. And then we've got Exchange Club from 12:10 to 1. Then I'll be on with Angie Evers tonight from 8:10 until 10 p.m. So stay tuned for all that. Go ahead, caller.
Camping.
Camping. You know, we're going to hold that for next week. Hold that answer.
Okay.
We're going to hold that category for next week. So we're going to do our drawing here. Let's see. Who do we got in the drawing? We got Judy S. We've got Bob. We've got Trish. We've got Janet. We've got Mary. Let's see who we can pull out of the hat today as a winner for the prize contest. 57 minutes past the hour. Thank you. All right, and again, you can win a pair of tickets to Zumbezi Bay, the Wilds, the Columbus Zoo, or a copy of the book, Three Pies Hot. The author, Bob Welsh, was on Monday. The interesting story of a pizza business here in Marion. Okay, let's shuffle around here. We'll give all these numbers, and then we'll get one that looks good to us at this particular point. Okay, the winner today in this particular contest is Janet. All right, Janet, if you're out there listening, call back in. Tell me if you want the tickets to Zumbezi Bay, the Wilds, the Columbus Zoo, or a copy of the book Three Pies Hot. Which one would you like, Janet? We've got about 2 minutes before we break here for news and weather. What would you like, Janet? And you can pick that up until 1 o'clock this afternoon, or you can pick that up Monday between 4 and 5. And as I said earlier, the Pastor Stop with Pastor Steve Whitaker will be on from 11:10 a.m. till 12 noon. Exchange Club today from 12:10 until 1 p.m. And then I'll be on tonight with Angie Evers from 8:10 until 10 p.m. on this station. Maybe we'll do some giveaways tonight, so you'll have to listen to that. But Janet, give us a call back here. Tell us, do you want the zoo tickets? Do you want the Wilds tickets? Do you want the Zumbezi Bay tickets? Or do you want the copy of the book Three Pies Hot? We've got about a minute left here, and we'll get you down. After all of those names we went through, let's see, how many entries did we have that hour? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24 entries. 24 entries, and who knows how many calls we had in that 45-minute period. Janet, if you're out there listening, give me a buzz back here. Tell me, do you want the Zumbezi Bay tickets, the Columbus Zoo tickets, the Wilds tickets, or the copy of the book Three Pies Hot? You are the winner. You know what? Janet, I'm going to put you down for Zumbezi Bay tickets, so we'll set those aside here, and we'll go that way, but if anything changes, let me know. We're going to go to break here in about 10 seconds. We'll be back with the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker in about 10 minutes here on WWGH Radio. Don't you dare go anywhere.
WGH Radio, 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. For people like legendary comedian Shecky Green telling the funniest talk show story of all time about guest starring on Fantasy Island.
I was late.
Yes.
And as I always am for everything I do. And they were waiting for me. And he came up to me. He said, I want to tell you something. Did you know you made this way? You know, I said, well, I'm very sorry. And I didn't realize my call was for later and everything. Then I sat down and his wife came up to me. And she says to me, Shecky, I'm everybody's wife. And they had just gotten married, by the way. And she said, beautiful girl. And she said to me, would you like a cup of coffee? I said, I would love it. Thank you. And he says, listen, I want to tell you, don't talk to my wife. That's my wife. You understand? I don't want you to talk to my wife again. That's my wife. And I'm going to kill you. So I says, he's going to do what to me? You know.
Oh, man.
And then Ricardo says, I want to tell you, Shaky, with another accent, I want to tell you, don't pay any attention to him. Just pat him on the head 3 times.
And the producer told you that he had a gun.
Oh, he had a gun.
Yeah,
he carried a gun. Well, you know, people, if they went to rob him, they wanted to rob him. They didn't want to rob the money. They'd take him. They'd put him in the pocket.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from the Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen and just, you know, call in, just get a conversation going and have a great time on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitaker is the pastor at Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. Address 209 East Water Street. The Marion Towers Apartments are a supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Address, 400 Delaware Avenue. Phone number, 740-387-9050. Programs on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM are brought to you by Williams Grass Cutters. Telephone number 740-272-0062. Website WilliamsGrassCutters.com. Facebook page at Williams Grass Cutters. Email w.grasscutters@gmail.com.
3, 2, 1. Oh no. Which button am I?
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear. Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ad Council, and Make Safe Happen.
Adam the Computer Guy is a proud supporter of WWGH Radio, providing on-site and remote-based technical support, computer troubleshooting, and network setup for homes and businesses. Website pctech.biz or adamthecomputerguy.com. Telephone number 740-531-2326. Also available, mobile notary services anywhere in Mid or Central Ohio.
We here at WWGH Radio 107.1 FM are proud to present Magnificent Marion Moments. Madge Cooper was Marion's First Lady of Radio, starting on air in 1941. Her last broadcast was in 2007 at the age of 97. She was the first winner of the Fashion Reporters Award New York in the 1960s and was inducted into the Broadcast Hall of Fame in 2007.
Coming soon, Weasel Boy, the sequel on WWGH 107.1 FM.
This is Scott Spears looking down on the beautiful city of Marion from the WWGH News Chopper. If you would like to ever submit a news tip or an event to the WWGH News Department, email Scott at WWGH1071.com and watch out for the chopper. And now a few words from Scott Spears, Charlie Evers, and the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
Scott, you know there have always been rumors that Florence Harding murdered President Harding.
Yes, I have heard that.
Well, it's a bunch of bunk. I'm here to state without doubt Florence Harding did not murder President Harding.